بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are reading in this chapter of amanat, that we must be, we will not make any khiyanat in any amanat. And this last hadith, a lengthy hadith, with regard to seeing to the estate of a person who has passed away, a marhum. That is also part of amanat, and that must be also done properly. We have discussed the whole hadith, and some additional points we are discussing with regard to that. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu waited 4 years before distributing the estate to allow sufficient time for people from Yemen, Iraq, Syria and Egypt to receive the message and request their rightful dues. He had waited after he had settled his father's debts and sold all the properties, in which there were quite a few houses, pieces of land, and all that he had sold, and then he called out for people, whoever is who has got a right over him, who is owing money. And as was explained, that money was not as a debt that was taken as normally a debt is taken, but it was, people kept amanat by him, but he refused to accept it as amanat, because that responsibility is very heavy. He said, I'll accept it as a debt which I will have to pay back to you. And in this way, his son Abdullah had settled all the debts, and then his the inheritors claimed their rights. So he said, I will only give your rights after 4 years. That is 4 years at the Hajj time, when people come from Hajj, because he had land and he had traveled to various other countries. When all those people come, and I will announce if anyone has got any claim against my father's estate, against him, then they must claim it from me. After that 4 years had passed, then he distributed the estate. And as we had explained, that he had 4 wives, and the 4 wives had also received an enormous amount. His total estate was well over 50 million dinars gold coins. And also, incidentally, a very good explanation of dinar has been given, that it is made of 2 words, dain and nar. And it became dinar. Dain is a debt. That is, if a person does things rightly, correctly, then it is a debt in your favor. And nar, if you don't do it correctly, you don't use your money correctly, then you are going to the fire of Jahannam. So this dinar, which is a very valuable coin, and it has got great value, pure gold it was. So much he had left behind. And there's one more additional point we'll do today. According to the ulama, bequests are of various types. That is, in one third, as we had read, that he had made a wasiyat also in his one third. So in one third of one's estate, net estate, a person is allowed to make any bequest for any people. But there is detail in that. Those who are the actual inheritors in the estate, you cannot make any bequest for them. And for any other third party you can make, or somebody will somehow become the family, but they don't inherit. So you can make a bequest for those people who are not inheritors. The details are very much, and we should check them out. And the best is, when we draw up our will, we should draw up our will and do it in conjunction with a mufti who is well groomed with the laws of inheritance, so that it can be done properly. So anyway, this are various types. The one is a wajib type, which is made up of omitted fast, salah, etc. If a person did not perform, either Allah save us all voluntarily, otherwise due to illness, if he had become ill, and so ill that he could not fast now, keep rozas, he couldn't make namaz, then he must make wasiyat of that. That from that one third payout, I have so many namaz since this date, I haven't been able to keep rozas. I haven't been making my namazes. So that must be paid out first. That is the most important. The mustahab tithe includes a charity that an individual intends to leave behind for perpetual reward. Sawabi jariya. A person, for example, in that one third he can say, have a well dug for me, or a well dug for me, have a channel built for me, whatever, any, build a masjid on my behalf, whatever, musafir khana, build that on my behalf, where people will be getting the benefits continuously, and he will get the rewards continuously. That is a mustahab type. The haram type includes bequeathing body parts. This is also because this, unfortunately, we are not much accustomed to this, but in other parts of the world where Muslims have become more influenced by Western way of life, then they bequeath their body parts, that my heart must be, can be given, or my liver or my kidney can be given. That is haram. A person cannot do that at all. Our body does not belong to us. It belongs to Allah, and it is an amanat in our hand. And we have to look after the amanat as Allah once asked us to look after this amanat. The makruh type entails bequest in favor of an individual who, in all likelihood, will misappropriate the asset granted to him. There is a makruh type that you will allocate a certain amount for a certain person. But that person, in all possibilities, outwardly it looks that he is not going to use it in the right way. He will use it in haram things, etc. So it is makruh to make wasiyat in that one third for such a person. All this, mashallah, there are kitabs also written, and regular programs are kept also with regard to inheritance, etc. In fact, most probably, I think, this Thursday night in Masjid al-Taqwa, there will be also a program with regard to inheritance, etc. So wherever we get a chance, we should attend these programs. The kitabs that are written on this subject, we should try and study it, make our will properly, and see that this part, the last part of our life, that also we do properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.